Blog Talk Radio.
Health is a static process. You have health until you get sick, and then you take this for that. Whereas wellness is a dynamic process. It's not a quick fix. It's a conscious decision that you make daily to give your body what it needs to be well. When you supply your body or when you supply your cells with the right nutrients, your cells can help keep you well. So which camp are you in? Static or dynamic? Health or wellness? This is Dr. Budweiser, and I am coming to you directly from the Weiser Living headquarters, and I would like to welcome each and every one of you who have taken the time out to tune into this broadcast today. Your time is valuable, and I am truly grateful for your participation. So over the next 28 minutes or 29 minutes, really, I want to add to your wellness experience. First of all, please go to wiserliving.com and register so you can become a part of our Wiser Living group. The right side of that page, wiserliving.com, is where you can sign up for several types of consultations. You can access the Wiser Living TV link and watch any of the YouTube videos we've uploaded. By subscribing, you'll get access to these educational videos as well, and also you'll be informed when a new video is uploaded. You can access Wiser Living Radio to gain access to our library of archived podcasts. You can also view the menu bar that lists our mission and core values, seminars and workshops, recipes, articles, and products. All of this is at wiserliving.com, W-E-I-S-E-R. Living.com. So check us out and register free with your name and email address at wiserliving.com. Subscribe at Wiser Living TV. Follow us at Wiser Living Radio. Like us on Facebook.com/Wiser Living and connect with us on Google+, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Last week, fat doesn't make you fat. It's the refined sugars that make that's the problem. When people eat less fat, they have a tendency to consume more starch and more sugar. Less fat and more starch and more sugar is a recipe for increasing dangerous cholesterol levels. I also share with you that 75% of people who show up at the emergency room due to a heart attack have normal cholesterol levels. That's right, normal cholesterol numbers. So cholesterol is not the culprit here. It's an excessive intake of processed sugar. Another important point that was brought up was that if your body is getting the right fat, it won't store fat, leading to what we see externally as increased fat and our weight gain. 99% of Americans are deficient in good necessary fats. That's incredible, 99%. So if you are experiencing dry, itchy, or scaling, or flaky skin, soft cracks, or brittle nails, hard earwax, tiny bumps on the back of your arms or torso, stiff joints, then your body's trying to get your attention. It's sending you a signal. It's sending out an SOS that you're not supplying it with adequate amounts of good, healthy fats. So I hope you have gotten rid of the canola oil, the cottonseed oil, the corn oil, the grapeseed oil, the margarine, peanut oil, safflower oil, shortening, and sunflower oil because they are all not good for you. And don't forget soy. Don't forget that one. They're not good for you. But make sure you're looking at the ingredient listing for the foods that are in boxes, bags, plastic containers, and jars to make sure those oils aren't listed. So you got to look at the things on the shelf as well. The health authorities have been telling us for years and years, I mean, even for generations, saturated fats lead to increased rates of heart disease. They have told us that saturated fats raise LDL cholesterol in the bloodstream. They said that LDL cholesterol will stick to the walls of your arteries, causing atherosclerosis. I actually had a patient this week in another state that had this very problem. And eventually, all this leads to heart disease. But this theory, which is called the diet heart hypothesis, has never been proved, never. And this has been going on since the late 70s. So when referring to cholesterol, whether it's HDL or LDL, we're not really talking about cholesterol. We're actually talking about the lipoproteins, that being the high density lipoproteins or HDL, and the low density lipoproteins or LDL, which most people know about HDL and LDL. These lipoproteins are the proteins that carry fat, that carry cholesterol and phospholipids and fat soluble vitamins like vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K around in the bloodstream. So the truth is that high cholesterol and low cholesterol are both associated with an increased risk of death, but it's not from heart disease. It's now known that the type of cholesterol is what really matters, the type of cholesterol. We have HDL, or high-density lipoproteins, which is referred to as good cholesterol, and a lower risk of heart disease. And we also have LDL, or low-density lipoproteins, also known as bad cholesterol, and an increased risk of heart disease. Here's where this gets a bit complicated, because it turns out that there are subtypes of LDL, specifically relating to the size of the low-density lipoproteins, or LDL. So in this case, size matters. It's now known that the size of the LDL particles is of critical importance. People who have mostly small, dense LDL particles are at a much greater risk of heart disease than those who have mainly large LDL particles. So the greater your LDL particle number, the more likely you are to have mostly small, dense, bad LDL particles. So I just went through a bunch of science to say this. The relationship between cholesterol and heart disease is complex. HDL is associated with a lower risk, while small, dense LDL particles are associated with a greater risk. Not just LDL. There are populations in the world that eat massive amounts of saturated fat, such as the Maasai in Africa, who drink lots of fatty milk, and Tokelauans, who eat lots of coconut. Both of these populations have low cholesterol and an absence, not a low, but absence of heart disease, which means that saturated fats like butter is not a dominant factor in LDL levels. Saturated fats shift the LDL or low-density lipoprotein or bad cholesterol from small and dense LDL particles to large particles and raise HDL, the HDL levels of good cholesterol, which in turn decreases the risk of heart disease. So saturated fat lower your risk of heart disease. It allows your risk of a stroke to become lower, which is the second most common cause of death worldwide. Once again, saturated fats is not the enemy it was made out to be. High fat dairy products from grass-fed cows are among the best sources of vitamin K in the diet. I mean, this is like amazing to me. I'm like so pumped up about this. You know, other good sources of vitamin K include egg yolks, goose liver, and natto. I guess that's why they do foie gras. So vitamin K works by modifying proteins, giving them the ability to bind calcium ions. So one of the problems with calcium is that it tends to leach out of the bones, causing osteoporosis, and into the arteries, causing heart disease. So if you have vitamin K2 in your system, it will keep the calcium where it belongs, which is in your bones. Butter is loaded with an anti-inflammatory fatty acid called butyrate. Inflammation inside your body is now believed to be a leading driver of heart disease. So is butter really healthy? Well, butter has nutrients that protect you from heart disease, from cancer, from arthritis, osteoporosis. Butter is a good source of iodine for the thyroid health, and it prevents goiter. Plus, it has vitamin A, which is essential for the proper functioning of the thyroid gland. Butter protects against gastrointestinal infection, especially in the very young and elderly. Many factors in butter ensure optimal growth of children, especially iodine, vitamins A, D, and K2. So low-fat diets have been linked to failure to thrive in children. The saturated fats in butter protect against asthma. It helps control weight gain. The many nutrients in butter are needed for fertility and normal reproduction. So let me give you another fact. Or let me give you another fantastic oil to use. Palm oil. I mean, think about it. A fantastic oil to use. Palm oil. You know, no pun intended here, but palm fruit oil has many benefits, and it's due to its red color. The red color is because it's high in carotene, which includes beta carotene and lycopene. So most of you have heard of these two. These are the same antioxidant nutrients found in carrots and tomatoes. As a matter of fact, palm fruit oil has more of these than both of those nutrients, you know, like tomatoes and carrots combined. So that's a fantastic oil to use. Red palm oil protects against osteoporosis, asthma, cataracts, macular degeneration, arthritis, and liver disease. Red palm oil goes straight to the liver and ignites metabolism, which means you'll burn calories from fat much faster, leading to what? Fat loss. So you cook it with red palm oil, you're actually cooking with a healthy fat that's going to aid your body in normalizing weight gain or weight loss or weight management. Red palm oil, it stops destructive damage to the brain and improves blood flow to the brain cells, which can also help to prevent Alzheimer's disease and dementia. It's a healthy fat. The high antioxidant content of red palm oil makes it a potent anti-cancer food. So you should be cooking with red palm oil. Again, the benefits of red palm oil include improved blood circulation, regulated cholesterol levels, reduced free radical damage and inflammation, and reduced blood pressure. And I think out of all of those, reduced inflammation is the key, because inflammation causes a lot of problems in the body without you knowing it until you actually get the problem. So make sure the red palm oil you buy is not refined. It needs to be unrefined and cold pressed. It needs to be unrefined and cold pressed. Also, make sure it is sustainable. Sustainable because it's meaning it's orangutan safe, cutting down the forest to plant these trees, and that can have a detrimental effect in both ways, you know, environmentally. Next up, you think red palm oil was cool and butter. Next up is coconut oil. I mean, I can talk about this oil for days, but I don't have enough time. Coconut oil is probably one of the healthiest oils on the planet. You can not only cook with it, you can eat it also. Coconut oil goes way beyond the benefits that most people even realize. I mean, most fats that we consume take longer to digest, but the fatty acids found in coconut oil only have to go through a three-step process to be turned into fuel, versus other fats that go through a 26-step process to be turned into fuel. So what does that mean? It means that if you're working out, your body's going to burn up sugar first. So it may take up to a half hour before it burns all the sugar, then switches over to burn the fat. Well, if you're consuming coconut oil, it bypasses all of that. I mean, it can take your 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit and start metabolizing and getting into your system. And according to medical research, coconut oil benefits the body in many ways. Medical research, it is a proven Alzheimer's disease natural treatment. Recent research has shown that the brain actually creates its own insulin. Get that? The brain produces its own insulin to process glucose and power the brain cells. In Alzheimer's patients, the brain has lost the ability to create its own insulin, and the ketones from coconut oil could create an adequate source of energy to help repair brain function. Coconut oil prevents the heart disease and high blood pressure because it's high in saturated fats, which they've been telling you not to consume. As you are aware of now, saturated fats not only increase the healthy cholesterol level, that HDL, in your body, but it also helps to convert the bad cholesterol, the LDL, into good cholesterol. It cures urinary tract infections, UTIs, How many women, you know, knew that? So it helps to cure that, and it protects the liver from damage. Coconut water also helps hydrate and support the healing process. Doctors have even injected coconut water to clear up kidney stones. I'm not talking about that coconut water that they're selling in bottles, in plastic bottles and cans and everything. I'm talking about the coconut water that's coming out of the coconut. A little different. It also, the coconut water also helps to clear up kidney stones. How many of you know people who have kidney stones and they keep getting them, and it's because of what they're hydrating their body with? Coconut oil reduces inflammation. So this is basically all the oils I mentioned, the good oils, the fats, our good fats I mentioned, they all reduce inflammation, which is going to reduce arthritis, because arthritis is just an inflammation of a particular area, the joint in this case. It has, coconut oil has two qualities that help fight cancer and even helps to prevent cancer from developing. It's the medium-chain fatty acids not only digest the fat or lipids of the cell wall, because the cell wall has fat in it, so it can digest the cell wall of bacteria. They also kill the Helicobacter or Helicobacter pylori bacteria that has been known as increasing the risk of stomach cancer. It is antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. This is all in oil. It improves memory and brain function. It improves digestion, reduces stomach ulcers. It reduces ulcerative colitis, which is another inflammatory problem. How does it do this? It does it by helping the body absorb fat-soluble vitamins, calcium, and magnesium. So you're not taking these nutrients and it's going through your body and coming out. If coconut oil is taken at the same time as omega-3 fatty acids, it can make them twice as effective. Coconut oil can reduce candida imbalances. It can reduce symptoms of gallbladder disease and pancreatitis. It can improve skin issues like dermatitis, dandruff, eczema, and psoriasis. It's powerful. It prevents gum disease, you know, by, you know, taking some oil and swishing it in your mouth for 10 to 20 minutes. I mean, this is amazing. It prevents osteoporosis. It improves type 2 diabetes. Coconut oil has the ability to shed fat. It not only burns fat, it's also great for building muscle, candida, and treats yeast infections. And I think that they're all important, but this is mind-blowing to me. It balances your hormones. Your body makes 87 hormones a day. Coconut oil balances your hormones. Yet, there's another oil, the cleanup batter in baseball, if you understand baseball. So here's another good fat oil. It's called olive oil. Olive oil is rich in monounsaturated fats, which helps with moisturizing the skin, improving skin elasticity, and regenerating skin cells. All you ladies out there and some guys that want, you know, anti-aging or not premature aging. It provides antioxidant and good fats to fight free radicals and facilitate skin healing. It can reduce wrinkles under the eyes. It can potentially lower your risk of type 2 diabetes. I've said it several times now. Good quality olive oil contains important vitamins and nutrients and is located, it's located where it's located on the tree until you get it, but it's loaded with antioxidants. So if it's loaded with antioxidants, that means it doesn't oxidize quickly, right? Right. It's gentle on the digestive system, and it helps prevent gallstones. That's why if you listen to a video I did on olive oil and lemon cleanse, you'll notice it says either coconut oil or olive oil. And I started with olive oil until I found out about coconut oil. So it's gentle on the digestive system. It'll soothe ulcers. Olive oil can actually be used for cooking. I mean, it should be used. It should be used. It should also be used as oil on salads, cold salads. Well, it can be used cold on salads and other foods. Now, there's a myth circulating in the paleo community that olive oil is unsafe to cook with. You know, olive oil has some unique qualities that make it stable under the heat of cooking, so you can saute it to your heart's content. No pun intended here either. It is less prone to oxidation because of the polyphenol and tocopherol, fancy words for vitamin E, which protects vitamin E. Obviously, you know, it protects. So it protects the oil from oxidation. So you can saute with it, fry with it, and you can bake with it. And I use bacon because I like to use it when I bake my mouth-watering carrot cake. Yummy, man. Make sure your extra virgin olive oil has certifications and award-winning medals on the label. Why do I say that? Because those the ones that have those labels on it, they won't have bad oils like rapeseed or soybean oil added to it. Yes, it's adulterated. They figured out a way, and if you don't know it, you'll buy the wrong olive oil. So make sure you're getting the right olive oil. Now, in some studies using olive oil, it showed a less frequent incidence of breast cancer, reduced LDL or bad cholesterol level. Wow, I'm using it again. It lowers the risk for heart disease and stroke, weight loss, or weight management. It also is less severe. It reduces a pain and stiffness for people who suffer from rheumatoid arthritis. And a study by the American Diabetes Association linked diets with monounsaturated fats with better belly fat loss than high carbohydrate diets. For you guys out there, you got some belly fat, love handles, back fat. Women, you have that upper back fat that's below your bra. It's like, you know, this can help with that. And as I mentioned earlier, olive oil is great as a salad dressing. And so you want to use copious amounts of oil throughout the day. And as you can see, how important that can be. As a matter of fact, vegetable oils like corn oil, soy oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, and canola oil are the worst oils. And you keep hearing me saying it again and again because I want it to stick not in your brain but become part of your entire trillions of cells in your body. I want you to know those oils are bad. You cannot get around that. They're bad. Because they are highly susceptible to heat damage, creating free radicals. And this is what most people use these oils for, to cook stuff. You should treat your olive oil like you would other sensitive omega-3 oils by making sure you keep it in a cool, dark place. So if the bottle is dark, it takes care of that. It takes care of the light issue. And, you know, buy it in smaller bottles instead of larger ones to ensure freshness, and immediately replace that cap after each pour to slow down oxidation. But obviously you can buy bigger bottles if you cook with it a lot. Okay, so there's some leeway there. Let me move to another healthy fat. And this is like amazing, all these healthy fats. Beef tallow. Even McDonald's, I don't know if the beef tallow is good beef tallow, but they use beef tallow to cook those little nuggets, those chicken McNuggets. So it's not the chicken flavor that's causing little kids to want it and you to buy it. It's the beef tallow that's connecting with your brain and says, buy this. And so beef tallow is excellent for high heat cooking. This is one of the best beef fats because it remains stable with a high smoke point, and you'll avoid generating these free radicals. Beef tallow is protective against metastatic breast tumors. It helps make strong bones because there's a lot of vitamin D in this fat. Lard is probably the best source of vitamin D, by the way. And saturated fats like beef tallow provide an excellent form of energy for the human body to use. Now, this beef tallow should be from grass-fed cows, grass-fed organic cows. You know, a few years ago, it could just be organic. And then, you know, later on, it says, oh, it's got to be organic and grass. Oh, first it went grass-fed and grass-finished, grain-finished, grass-finished. It's just all these words. So you really got to be up on the wording that's there. So it needs to be from organic grass-fed cows. Another healthy fat is ghee. G-H-E-E. You know, you can cook with it because it has a higher smoke point as well, like coconut oil and palm oil and lard and beef tallow. Ghee is rich in fat-soluble vitamins. It's rich in it, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, which helps to maintain a healthy metabolism and balance your hormones. Do you like your hormones to be balanced? Huh? Okay, start using it. What else? The majority of people who have sensitivities to either casein or lactose, some individuals I've talked to this week have this problem. They, you know, they don't have this issue when they use ghee. So get ghee. Can't do the butter thing? Get ghee. G-H-E-E. You know, once more, it has to be organic, from organic grass-fed cows. Can't be from CAFO. You know, cows have been, you know, holed up in prison and can't go walk around and stuff like that. So, you know, make sure it's organic and make sure it's grass-fed. The beauty of having ghee contains CLA. CLA is conjugated linoleic acid, which may help to reduce tumors, lower cholesterol, and high blood pressure. You know, sometimes I recommend a conjugated linoleic acid to my patients that have, you know, certain types of issues, and it's in the food. So, you know, supplementing is great, but, you know, you need to back that up, or it should be supplementing means to add to. So you want to add to your organic grass-fed healthy fats, right? Those nutrients, or that nutrient, CLA, can actually lower body fat. It can it builds strong bones. Why? Because it has vitamin K1 and K2. It helps to utilize calcium. So you need K1 and K2 to keep calcium where it is and to get it broken down so it can get into your bloodstream and go where it needs to go. And it protects against calcification of the arteries, which is also known as what? Atherosclerosis. Ghee helps support weight loss, like coconut oil. It improves digestion, reduces inflammation. All these oils reduce inflammation. If nothing else, you should use it for that. So, a lot of information. So let me kind of recap a little bit. Let me quickly list the fats you should cook with. I'm going to list the fats you should cook with. So if you have a pen, paper, or something to write on, you know, write on your palm if you're in your car somewhere, on your arm, pull over, and write this down. It's very important. Or you need to listen to this program again, okay? And during the week, I'll send out some posts on Facebook so you guys can just to reiterate and drive it home, because it's really important. So you can cook with virgin coconut oil. Organic, of course. Unrefined. Please, unrefined. If they refine something, they're removing something. So unrefined virgin coconut oil. Butter. Butter is good. Make sure it's from organic grass-fed cows. It has to be that, or you're just wasting your money. Lard from pastured pork. When you guys have used lard, it has to be from pastured pork, not the ones that got pinned up somewhere. They never walk around. They just held up in those little pens or whatever. So beef tallow. Once again, pasture-raised, organic, grass-fed cows, red palm oil. Must be sustainable and orangutan safe. Organic, grass-fed cows, and olive oil. Make sure it has those labels on there, certifications, so you don't have all that the oil that I told you to throw away. Healthy oils that you should eat but not cook with. Healthy oils that you should eat but not cook with. Avocado oil, walnut oil, macadamia oil, flax oil. Okay? Avocado oil, walnut oil, macadamia oil, flax oil. Wow. Variety is the spice of life. So use these different oils in your cooking, on your skin, for oil pulling, which is switching coconut oil in your mouth 2 to 3 times a week for 10 to 20 minutes, in your hair, as you know, in your scalp. Remember, let your food be your medicine, and let your medicine be your food. It's simple. This is Dr. Budweiser, and we'll see you next time.